Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for All Graduates by Debbie McDaniel. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. The season of graduation and new beginnings can bring a mixed bag of emotions to many of us. Though it's a time of celebration and fresh starts, the letting go process can bring some pain too. Yet parenting is often just about that. The letting go. And whether it's letting go as they head to kindergarten, or letting go as they head off to college, or straight into their first job, it can be difficult. But there's hope to remember. Our children are His. No matter where they go or how old they are in His care. They're in His hands. And He has great purpose for them in this life. And that's the very best place we can let them go. We are entrusting them again, straight into the safe care of a powerful and loving God, and that's the safest place they can be. His hands are big to carry, to hold, to protect, to cover, to lead, and He loves each one of them more than we can ever imagine. So here's to a great year ahead of God's favor and blessing. Let's pray for our graduates. Dear God, we pray for our graduates today and lift them before you. We thank you so much for these we love and for the work you are continuing to do in their lives. They are a gift to us and to many others. And during this season of new beginnings, we ask that you would make their way clear. We ask that you would keep their footsteps firm and remind them that you are with them always. May they sense the freshness of your Spirit over their lives in amazing ways. May they be strengthened, instilled with hope for the new roads you have in store. And today, again, we release our children straight into your tender care, because we know that's the best place they could ever be. We thank you in advance for all you have in store, for this day, for this year, for their lives. We pray for protection, for your covering, that you would surround their lives as with a shield, protect their coming and going. We ask that you would help them to live aware in a dark world and keep harm or evil intent far away. We ask that you would hide them in the safety of your powerful presence. We ask for your wisdom and clear direction over their lives, that you would give them understanding beyond their years. Thank you that your timing is perfect. We pray that you would direct their steps, that your plans for them would prosper, that every place you have determined for them to walk would be paved clear. We ask for you to open doors that need to be opened and close every one that should be shut tight. Allow every gift and treasure you have placed inside their lives to grow, develop, and flourish to bring you glory. We ask that you would remind them every day how much you love them, that they would find security and confidence fully in you, knowing that you are trustworthy and true. We ask that you would teach them your ways and fill them with an unquenchable desire to learn your word. Give them a compassionate spirit and the wisdom to look beyond outward appearances to the heart within. We pray that you would surround them with friends and leaders who would challenge them to press closer to you. We ask for your peace to cover them. We ask for laughter and joy to fill their days. We pray that you would give them boldness and courage to face challenges set before them with the confidence and peace that can only come from your Spirit. We ask that you would raise up greatness in their lives, greatness in this generation, willing to stand strong and true, passionate for you, believing that you have designed them for purpose and good works, which you have planned and prepared in advance for them to do. Be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. Shine over them. Fill them with your spirit. Bless them with your favor and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.